The city of Dillingham has already gone through the process to annex the Nooshigak Commercial Fishing District into the city limits. The annexation was finalized in 2012. However, earlier this year, the annexation was overturned by Superior Court Judge Pat Douglas. She ordered the city to use the legislative review method if the city council wants to try again. Just such a try is in the works, but the formal resolution allowing the city to submit an annexation petition to the local boundary commission was delayed at last week's Dillingham City Council meeting. Dillingham Mayor Alice Ruby confirmed that a meeting is being planned for Neustuyahok to outline the annexation effort and to get the input of Neustuyahok residents. However, Ruby noted the date and time of the meeting has not yet been set. She then asked the members of the Dillingham City Council to delay consideration of the resolution until the October 16th council meeting.
That way you could do a workshop so that you can discuss the suggestions and the comments that you've heard. Plus, by then, you'll have notes from the Manicotic meeting.
Mayor Ruby's recommendation was quickly approved, which means that the resolution allowing the mayor to submit the annexation petition to the local boundary commission will be taken up on October 16th. The annexation petition will be the subject of a workshop that will precede the meeting. As part of the annexation, the city is proposing to impose a 2.5% local fish tax on the salmon harvested commercially in the Nooshigak Commercial Fishing District. A couple of Dillingham residents spoke to the annexation issue during last week's meeting. Raybel Whitcomb called for the city to do a better job of informing the public about the ways they can get some of that money back if the annexation effort is ultimately successful.
As an agency, because I work for BB&A, that deals with welfare assistance clients from around the region. We provide heating assistance, cash assistance, general assistance, child care, all those other services that our department provides. Many of the residents are very low income. We collect raw fish taxes for them. The raw fish tax requirements to get a reduced amount, which is only 50% of that, required that they actually get a letter from food stamps or be on the reduced rate for their permit. And not all of them may get that reduced rate, but yet they, because they might not have applied for that, to get a letter from food stamps doesn't send out letters nowadays. They just give the card. They're electronically sent to, they get a card and electronically it happens. Food stamps income limits are the exact same thing as TANF, as GA, child care within certain limitations of that. Workforce was not able to provide letters on behalf of those individuals to be exempted from half of that. We're serving the most neediest of families, and to hear that we're collecting, you know, the taxes on top of what people are coming over to pay for the basic commodities of Dillingham. And I understand that we have a lot of people that come into our region for fishing. I mean, Dillingham goes from, 2,500 to 10,000, give or take. And we need to capture that money. But a lot of our village residents can't afford that. They're in the lowest income categories, and it just puts more burden on other social programs. But the types of methods on how to get exempted from that needs to be better defined, and a better avenue to get their refunds.
Under the previous annexation, the city initiated a fish tax refund program for those already paying property taxes in Dillingham and for those who qualify as low income. It's anticipated that such a program will be reinstated if the current annexation effort is successful. If and when the city of Dillingham submits its petition to the local boundary commission, a public process will get underway that could result in a formal public hearing and decisional meeting in Dillingham. If the commission ultimately approves the petition, it would then be sent to the Alaska legislature for review. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.